Blog Talk Radio.
Couldn't get a shit together, apparently. So, here we are. Louis all alone, as he's always been, throughout his entire life. Only the lonely. So I will take the mantle, solo, And you know, maybe I can Max. I'm with my host Max. My little puppy. He's making out on me right now. We have a caller. Who is this?
This is your face. Is who this is.
All right. I guess the other people didn't realize the time.
No, I couldn't get in contact with him. My phone died. You can probably text, if you want to text Mick, tell him the show's on. Christy would have to be contacted through Facebook. This is my mom's phone, both my phones are dead.
Damn, you suck.
Were you just talking to yourself just now?
Yeah. I can hold it down, what do you think? I was going to talk about how Columbus Day is. I was going to talk about Columbus Day and how...
How it's supposed
ridiculous
to be.
It is that Italians celebrate. They've taken this day of all days to, you know, as a jingoist, patriotic day.
And you were just going to talk about that with no input by yourself.
Why not? I'm a one man show.
All right, hey, why not?
Listen, so hang
you
up.
You probably
and,
get more listeners.
Listen. Yeah.
You probably get more listeners.
I know I would. There's no probability about it. Hold it. I said that wrong. Yeah, so,
You could text, I mean, are you on your cell phone now?
Yeah, no, I already texted, the, McMaster. And, yep, that was all I was going to talk about. Why is it, being half Italian, that Italian is...
I'm not half Italian. I'm mostly Irish.
Being a third Italian. How is anyone a third? I don't know.
I don't know what it's like. I don't know anything about... I didn't know Italians were so keen to celebrate Columbus Day. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I probably knew it at some point, but just didn't care.
Well... You know what? I guess I didn't know myself, and I guess I just wasn't paying attention till I moved to New Jersey. But this town does a whole parade thing. No, but there's a Columbus Day parade in the city as well, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
And the Sopranos, the Sopranos go and they beat up protesters on Columbus Day in Newark, saying, you know, like, oh, this is our day or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a thing, however small it may be.
I didn't really? The mob goes and beats up protesters?
No. You know, fake mobsters on TV shows do. And,
no, I got there at like 7, Jeannie. 7? Yeah. Sorry.
Jeannie now, too?
Yeah. No, my neighbor. I was driving Miss Daisy's today.
Oh, where?
I drove my mom's neighbor up the all the way up to Poughkeepsie to look at the Samuel Morse house. Apparently, he had a house up there. The guy who invented the Morse code. And then,
was it really nice? Or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just old. It's just some New York history bullshit. So, and then my mom.
Well, you know what? Oddly
stuff.
Enough, I was reading. I am reading. A New York history bullshit about some rich bitch. I'm sure you might have heard like a quick aside about her. She died 2011 at 105, and she hadn't lived in her mansions in like one for 20 years, one for 40 years, and one for 50 years.
Yeah.
She had just had these empty mansions.
I don't know who this is, nor do I really give a shit. Who is this person?
New
York socialite bitch?
Yeah, some New York socialite. Her dad was, you know, one of those, you know, Rockefeller types, you know, Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
At that time period, he made his money in mines, copper, and he built this extraordinary house on Fifth Avenue. And, like, after 10 years, they tore down. After he died, they just tore down this huge waste of money. And she, over the years, just had mansions paying, you know, people's salaries, just throwing money at stuff. And also artists, she, like, you know, was their patron, like, would pay them their, like, salaries over the years to keep them afloat so they could do art, poetry, novels, and shit like that. Like, where's our old rich bitch, dude?
I don't know. I fell asleep halfway through what you were saying.
Well.
No, we need, yeah, we need, who else did, what was like that? Great Expectations? There was some movie that was like that, where, they just did a remake of it with Ethan Hawke, where,
Well, that wasn't just recently. That was like 10 years ago that they did that.
I don't give a shit. That's recent.
Gwyneth Paltrow, that was like in the 90s, dude. Probably 10
years. Trainspotting was in the 90s. And that's a modern movie.
I guess.
There was a whatever. Was that Great Expectations? Whatever it was with Ethan Hawke and Robert De Niro, where he was a skeezy benefactor. Yeah. Yeah, we need an old rich benefactor to fund our nonsense, to give us a real show on a real radio station. Well, dude, maybe you need to start blowing old men again. I mean, maybe that's what you got to do.
Fuck it, dude. I'm down with that.
Did you message Christy on Facebook?
No. I said make a text, though.
Do you have her phone number?
Her phone number? No.
Yeah, well, then send it. Can you get on Facebook and Messenger?
Oh, Jesus.
Type in Christy Peterson to come up as one of my friends, for crying out loud. K-R-A-S-T-Y.
No,
you're on
my
computer already. Oh, you're friends with her?
Yeah.
Well, message her, you lazy lima bean. Yeah, I couldn't. My phone was dying. I couldn't. Yes, it is. And nobody else is on it, so it's just me and Luke. Thank you.
I got a shitty old computer.
Oh, is that broken iMac thing or Mac top or
top.
Lap Mac. Apple Pad.
What the fuck? She lives in Jacksonville? I didn't know she was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville Flow Rider. Lord of Mercy. So why don't you regale us with your tales of Italian jingoism?
No, that's it, man. Took this day of all days to celebrate Italianism. I'd rather it be like Mario Puzo Day or anything. Juan Scorsese Day.
That'll work.
Not some.
So why though? Why are you so upset that they're taking Columbus?
Well, the guy was a horrible navigator.
Right.
Rapacious murderer.
Right.
Is rapacious rape or just like a lot? Like.
Rapacious, I think, means like frenzied and
mad.
And
right. Mad. Rapacious rapist. And I would imagine you could pick a better day, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, and he didn't even discover America. It wasn't even him that discovered it at all.
No.
Like, at all. Not only was it had been discovered previously by a guy named Amerigo Vespucci, which is what it's actually named after.
Right, Vikings had reached here, and apparently there's some evidence that the French actually had. Well, some guy has put forth an idea that the French had gotten here.
The French were here, too.
tools, yeah. There was already 100 million people here. So I mean,
yeah,
how do
there
you discover
hundreds of millions of people there? I think the Vikings actually went there twice and failed at colonizing it both times.
Yeah, they were there for a while. Like, yo, what's up? Got their ass.
And then there were the aliens.
Then it was before the aliens. It was Jesus. Went to Utah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Jesus came to America. Yeah, Jesus went to Utah and buried some special tablets that only the fraudulent John. What was his name? John Smith? Joe Smith? Joseph Smith? That's what it was.
Joe Smith.
Yeah.
Joey Smith.
Joe Smith, the known con artist. The guy with an actual rap sheet of being a con artist.
And apparently in the early days, they were wife swapping, like, hardcore.
Oh, yeah?
Or at least he was banging, like, half of his flock's wives.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's what you do when you become a cult leader.
Yeah, well, that's why you come up with this fucking religion again,
yeah.
You know.
That's the whole reason to come up with your own religion is to apparently to bang everybody's wives and daughters, including your own, sometimes.
And then came the aliens.
Then came the aliens. Okay, so the aliens came in after that, and it was aliens.
Exactly.
Okay, sweet. That works.
You gotta get it right.
Yes. And they left.
Chrissy's kids look like she stole them from Zach De La Roca.
The Christie's kids may all be clones of Zach De La Roca.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all about. They do, and they all have this. I'm pretty sure they all have the same haircut that Zach De La Roca's had
for a long time. All of them, even the girl.
Even the girl. Yep. Yeah. No, they're all Zach De La Roca. All of them. Did you message her already?
Yeah, I did. It's not happening. It's just you and I, man. So
no, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. I wasn't. It was probably going to be just you, but then I remembered I've posted the call-in number for the show so many times that I remembered it. My mom gave me a call. So.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's been a mess. The traffic's been ridiculous coming down from. We were up in Dutchess County.
Dutchess. Why is it a Dutch up there? What's the background on that?
I don't know, man, but New York's a kind of an amazing place. There's like everything in New York, like everything.
Look at you,
everything
finally catching up. Lovely this and pretty that.
Like everything, there's beaches, there's like snowboarding, there's kayaking, there are mountains, there are rednecks.
There is, too. I told this story of the Indian racism that I encountered going up many years ago. Went to take a look at what was then my dream car, 57 Chevy convertible.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 5-6 hours up, Seneca Falls, New York. And on the way up there, there was a billboard that on the side of the road, one of those huge dams, that was blank, and some white people had gotten up in it, and they wrote with like some paint, just like with brushes, all Indians are rapists and murderers.
Are you kidding me?
No,
all of this
dude,
billboard.
Like,
so it was big enough to look like that was the actual billboard.
Well, it was. Yeah, they couldn't get to the very top of it, so it was just like they stood there and when, like paint rollers, you know, put this hastily up. you know, like incredible. What, you know, of all things, you get up to that height. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess that's what you feel passionate about, that you climb, you know, some of that's like 6 stories high and risk.
It's probably the guy who, I don't know if you ever watched King of the Hill, but one of the characters, like his wife is always cheating on him with an Indian guy.
Oh, really? No, I never caught that.
It's probably him that went up there and did that. I don't know. I saw the same billboard in the Bronx, but replace Indians with Puerto Ricans.
Oh yeah. Well, no, that was just that was actually state funded sign. Just,
actually, it's not even true.
Like,
I did that. I put it up there myself. That was me.
Like, welcome to the Bronx. Be careful of all Puerto Ricans.
But I did get a thumbs up from the state troopers. I did. They saw me doing it, and I got real nervous. I thought they were going to arrest me, but they just gave me a thumbs up. As soon as they saw me finish the word Puerto, I got a thumbs up. They were like, oh, okay, he's cool.
They were climbing up after you, and they read Puerto halfway up. Like, oh, all right.
They were like, stop what you're doing. I was like, it's Puerto Ricans. They were like, oh, okay.
Oh, of course.
Actually,
you need any
and both of the cops were Puerto Ricans, too.
And then there was another sign on someone's lawn that said something like no Indians allowed or Indians go back home or some shit like that.
Oh,
on someone's lawn.
You gotta wonder though, like what kind of circumstances happened for them to be that upset about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the reservations up there and I guess you know, they're all alcoholics, you know. White man.
What I think is what happened is that there was just like a bunch of like bare-chested Indians with on horsebacks with war paint that like made a whole bunch of they just you know came across they came onto people's lands and were just like hooting and hollering and shooting guns up in the air and throwing tomahawks. Maybe that's what happened. That's what I'd like to think.
Women being the creatures that they are saw that and were, you know, turned on by it and when the white women voluntarily hopped on the back of the horses and left, so making some very bitter white men.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what happened. Women just threw themselves at the Indians' vagina first. That's what happened. It was just like flying vagina women everywhere.
They suctioned their vaginas on the back of the horses to ride off on with them.
Yes, it can. It can. And I can hear you. There's nothing I can do about that. If I could sit outside on the car, I would. Thank you.
There's nothing I could do about it. one of my favorite lines in Goodfellas, when they kill Joe Pesci's character.
Yeah. What was his name in that movie? Who did he play?
Tommy, I believe.
I know Henry Hill is. Henry Hill was the only guy I know. Who was Henry Hill? Was that De Niro?
No, Henry Hill was.
Leota played Henry Hill.
So Joe Pesci played Tommy, you know, the crazy guy. And he thought he was going to be made, so he goes to the house and says, yeah, finally I'm going to be made. And they kill him. Right then and there, there's nothing going on. He's like, oh, and then they shoot him back in the head or some shit like that. So Robert De Niro's character calls, and he talks to the dude, and he's like, hey, well, how'd it go? And he's like, there was a problem, and there was nothing we could do about it. And it always struck me that they say there was nothing that we could do about it, because you know, they kill him. You know what I mean? There's everything you could do about it, like you know, not kill him. You know. There's nothing we could do about it. So when I kill people, it's going to be my excuse. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's a good thing, I think.
I think I can get away with it.
I wish we could do that. I wish that was just the way it was. But then again, you know, I still want to do that sketch with where somebody has the power to slap somebody into complete and total self-actualization.
Forgot about that one. It'd be awesome. God.
Wouldn't that be nice to slap somebody in there? It's total like, oh my God, I'm wasting my life.
God, I wish somebody would slap me like that.
Oh, I don't need to slap you. I could just tell you what's up with you. I'll just.
Please.
I could tell. I mean, you need to. You know what's wrong with you. You don't need me to tell you that.
Go down the checklist, please. The long tome like checklist.
You could slap yourself into self actualization. You don't need me to do that. You need anybody else to do that. As a matter of fact, that's your problem. Every day you look in the mirror and roll down the list of everything that's wrong with you.
Dude, Perfect Circle has a new song out. I'm assuming they're gonna back up with that album. Yep.
Have you heard it?
No. On Facebook there was something on my page and I was like, all right, cool. But I haven't.
Their last album was pretty terrible.
But that was the live album, though. They stopped with that, which is terrible. Why would they do that? It was horrible. There was one good song on it. The one with the video and everything blowing up.
Yeah.
With the John Lennon song. You remember the Depeche Mode cover they did, People Are People?
Yeah, that was weird.
It was faggy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depeche Mode is renowned, especially in the earlier days, for being a faggy group, and they somehow did it more wimpy.
They somehow made it even faggier than Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how. So, apparently it's been 9 years since they've done anything.
I mean, like, what segment? Sorry.
What's going on over there? Hanging out with Bia has? Let me ask you a question. Link. What's up with Link? Whatever happened to Link? I know he's with your brother now.
Yeah, he's with my brother. He's old, man. He's real old.
I bet. He's an old guy.
He's old and he's decrepit and his hips are failing and you know, he's just, he had some kind of, he was having, no, he wasn't having, I don't know, something was wrong with him. He had a seizure or something. He's still around, but he's old.
I hear you.
He's old. You know, it is what it is.
What are you going to do? We went apple picking this to match your gay upstate in New York travels.
You said you were going to do that. Was that for her birthday?
No, it's just a thing to
what
do.
What did you do for your wife's birthday?
We went out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
That was essentially it.
Oh, really? No big production?
Yeah. No, unfortunately. No.
Did you guys have a lovely evening, at least?
At least that much, yeah. Nothing major, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Essentially, I need to get a job so I can start contributing to life here.
How old is your wife now?
29.
She just turned 29?
Yep.
Holy crap, you lucked out.
No.
Now, what is she doing marrying your old ass?
She's 31.
Well, that's so good. I mean, that's, you know, so good. That's a Christmas 31, too.
When do you see her next?
Probably for my birthday. It's been so long since we've seen each other. It's been ages.
You going out there?
No, I'm trying to get her out here because I wanted to meet my mom.
90 seconds. I see.
I like how the show has just turned into a conversation between you. So just tell me, hey, what's up, man? How's your life been the last couple of weeks?
Fucking, who cares?
Let's talk about how people are just matter condensed to a slow vibration.
Right. Yeah, actually, you have Netflix, no? Netflix,
yes, I do have Netflix.
There's a documentary called American.
I know.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know it existed.
It's been on Netflix for years, man. I watched it like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Oh, look at you. Oh, my. I ordered a copy of Kevin Booth's biography that he did of Bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I mean, how it is.
Yeah, I was,
you're almost done with it? You got it already?
Do you have a copy of American Scream?
I did. I don't think I still do. I think it was in one of the boxes in your thing that got destroyed.
I got flushed down the toilet. Yeah, I'd like to read that again. It's been quite some time. So yeah, I'll let you know.
Half an hour to 45 minutes. Is that okay? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the show's almost over. We'll probably be done. It's been like a half hour.
Shortly.
Yeah. we're both done talking to each other. It's not. Not gonna be a long.
Caught up already.
Yeah, that's it. Lou and I don't have anything in common anymore. He's married.
I
hate him.
So it's done.
He hates him. Actually, we do have a lot in common. We both hate you.
I know, right? Oh, but we both love our puppy.
I do. I love your puppy and your wife, as a matter of fact.
I know. He's looking my
face. Since we have
now.
So much in common, I think I should bang your wife, I think is what should happen.
Good luck with that one.
No shit. Did you at least, you know, for her birthday, did she, you know, give a little bit? Did she get a little bit?
Oh, yeah. No, she got the full treatment.
Yeah.
What I could provide. Which pretty much means I didn't put it in her butt, so.
Yeah, I think it's her birthday. It's not your birthday. It's not you.
No, right. I'm considering easy.
That would be for your birthday, definitely.
Definitely.
For her birthday, you should have made her dinner. You should do something that, you know, never happens that she would want.
Wow. For me to work?
Yeah, that would help too. That'd probably be a good.
All right. That never happens.
It used to be.
All right. Well, over, really.
Show's over. Yeah. Let me go. Let me go say hello to my family. And
No. Let me go, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our shitty show that nobody was on except for us.
Columbus Day special.
And Columbus Day special, yeah. We postponed it today just for this, so I hope you guys like it.
Thank you.
So. All right. Wednesday. Later.
Bye-bye.